We're on. Okay, good. One. Hey, Amud Beis, at the top of the page, at the Brisa. So it says, Mihani Mili. Where do we know, this is speaking about with regards to the source of Bal Ta'acher from the Torah, which we mentioned on Daf Dalad, Amud Aleph at the bottom, that whole list of different things, 12 things that there was in Bal Ta'acher, starting with maybe, so there was a hekdesh, so there's like 4 hekdesh things, domin, erichin, and things like that. Okay, so mihani mili, so the Tanu Rabban, we've got a brisa, says ki tidoi neda, posuk, so only ella neda, so it says neda over there, nedova minayin, how about nedova? So we're going to basically learn from somewhere else. It says ne'ema kan neda, it says neda here, and it says ne'ema leholon neda, it says over there neda as well, so. And it says im neda or nedova, so mal halon, just as over there, it's nedova imoy. That basically it's his partner, his buddy, yeah, neda and nedova. So afkan, so to here nedova imoy. We're going to put a nedova with this neda. Okay, next part of the pasuk, l'shem elukecho. What does that mean? Elu hadomim. This is the domim. That's what it says. You give the market value of somebody to the base of mikdash ha'erochin. That's the price fixed in the Torah, the haramim, consecrations, the hekdeshos, and sanctifications. End of posuk. So those are to Hashem, right? L'shem elokecha. So lo sa'achel l'shalmoy. You should not be, tarry to pay it. So who? We make it says l'shalmoy it. Yeah, the loy chulufav, but not its replacement or whatever. The Gemara is going to explain what that is. Back to the posuk. Ki Dorosh Yidrosh. I know Hashem's going to demand it from you. So Elu, this is talking about korbanos that you chayev in. Elu Chatois and Vashamois. Oilos, Rashi says Oilos Re'ia, which is a chiyav, and Shlomim is Shlomim Chagig, which is also a chiyav. Rashi actually adds in the other korbanos that we mentioned as well, Bechor and Maisa, which was also mentioned in the list, and Pesach kind of is. Was that? Oh yeah, fine. Yeah. So Rashi adds in those comments as well. We learn from that. So Hashem Elukecha, that is Elu Tzedakus and Maestros. Okay, and Bechor Rashi takes out because Bechor was we got from Kiddush Yidushenu. Mi'imach is so this is Zelek at Shichopeya because Mi'imach is referring to a name, right? As we see in the Pesukim. Now. Carry on with the pasuk, v'haya b'chachet. And if you tarry, you'll be the sinner. V'lo b'korbanocha chet. But it won't apostle your korban. The korban was, bring it after. Better late than never. End of brisa. So that's what the source is for the things, the pesukim we saw in the brisa. Now we're going to speak about some of this. So Amamah says in the brisa, lo sachel l'shalmo. You shouldn't be tarry to pay it. Hu v'lo chulufov. Okay, so there's no problem with the chalufov. So what's chalufi mai? What's the chalufi? What's the exchange here? So I chalufi oila ushlomim. If you want to say it was oila ushlomim, for a case like we said yesterday, say let's say you lost, yeah? You lost your chaluf, your oila or your shlomim, and you put one in its place. Yeah, so mikra of karvi, but those become a oila and a shlomim, and as soon as you sacrifice them, the principle of baltacha would apply to them. So an e chalufi chatas. If you want to tell it, talking about a chatas, the halacha is lemisa ozla. We've got the chamesh chatois and mesois. We can't bring them. So there's obviously no baltacha because you're not allowed to bring them. So el lemai chalufov. So what is it when it says the chaluf in the brisa? It's chalufi toida. That basically you lost, your toida offering, and then you put another one in the interim, and then you found it afterwards. So the tani Rebbe Chia. We got Rebbe Chia as a brisa. Toida shinis arva b'tumuraso. A toida got mixed with its other counterpart toida. Okay, and that will be so. Normally, what we do in such a case, if you got a toida and its tumura mixed up, you would bring 40 loaves because you're supposed to bring 40 loaves with each toida. You're not supposed to bring loaves with a tumura offering. But over here, so you just bring 40 loaves and you make a tanai. You say whichever one's the toida, basically the loaves go with that. So that would be fine. But the problem is one of the sheep died. Yeah, umesa achas mehen, one of them died. Chaverta ein latakona. You can't now fix up that other sheep. You're stuck with the sheep for the rest of your life. Can't do anything with it, seemingly. Okay? Maybe you can point it. I don't know if you got a mum. So
you have to bring it as a korban without.
No, you can't. That's the point. You cannot bring it as a korban. Elo tchana means you can't bring it as a korban. That's the point. So heichilat avid. We'll see. We're going to explain it now. Heichilat avid. Let's try and have a solution. We want to help the sheep out. Right? So heichilat avid. Likruva. If you want to sacrifice the sheep, but likruv lechem hadar, and so bring the bread with it. Okay. Perhaps dilma tumurahi. Perhaps it's a tumurahi. And therefore, you can't bring the bread. So therefore, you can't bring it with the bread. Ah, so maybe you're going to tell me likrava below lechem. So sacrifice it without the bread. So dilma toidehi. Perhaps it's the toidehi, and the toidehi needs lechem. Okay. So therefore, basically, you've got this toidehi over here that you're stuck with, and basically, the bal ta'acha applies to this seemingly, right? So if you if you're looking rash, this.
So it doesn't apply.
No, right. Very good, Yisroel. The problem is you do not. If you look at the so just this is homework for you, Yisroel. Mesa achas men. You see that rash over there? That mesa achas from. Mesa achas men. That rash over there. But anyway, but in that rash at the end, we went with the girth of. There's a different girth over there in these Gemaras.
Okay.
Yeah, but okay, we'll speak about this after, right? But then, anyway, what Yisrael now? That's the next step to the Gemaras. It's like why? So ha kiven de lav v'ha krobahi. This is what Yisrael was thinking. Since you can't be makriv anyway, krol muti lamili. Why do you need a posuk? So does it, right? So basically, we chuck that out of the window. Question is, where do you put the nikud over there? Just basically, in theory, right? Okay. So what's that? No, because we said basically like this. The posuk is coming to teach us, yeah, right. Lashal moit, right. You're not over its chulufov. Yeah. So we said the chiddush is it's coming to la'afuke, yeah. This toida, okay. But the problem and the case is where you add two mix together and you've basically got the tumuras toida, and then the question is though, if you can't sacrifice it, yeah, like why would it apply? So that's the Gemara asking. Was that? Yeah, but so what's the habamina that it would apply? That's a bit hard. Anyway, I think that was what was bothering
you.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. That's a bit tricky, that bit. So Amarav Sheshis. Anyway, so Amarav Sheshis. Le'oilom lemu'uti chulufi oila. Really, it's like we said in the beginning. It's we suggest. It's the chulufi of Islamim. And what's the case? Bahakam amai skin, and this is what we're dealing with. Yeah. Could go into Ovru Olav, Shnei Regolim, two Regolim passed, Vahumom, and then it got a mum. Okay, so basically he didn't transgress Baltacha, but only two Regolim passed, yeah? Vechilul A'acha, and he took the Kedusha from this sheep, yeah, which is right, and then he put it on another one. Vahovru Olav, Regal Echad, and then there was a Regal Echad went onto that one. So Salkadayat Echamini made me think to say, Hoil Vumikoech Kama Ka'osi, seeing as this is basically the new version, whatever, of the old thing. So you may think, yeah, commander of Rolov, Gimel Regolim, damn it, it's like three Regolim passed on it. Kamash Malam, we don't say that. Very good. Oh, but what about Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir only needs one regal. What are you going to say about it according to him? Well, Rabbi Meir, what does he use this possum for? Kivan Shav Olav Regal Echad. Over Bebal Tacha, you've over Bebal Tacha. My Ikal Amemo, what are you going to say according to him? So Amarava, Hachamaya skin, this is the case. The first regal he got a mum in mid in Holomoid, Vikhilo on another one, but overall of a regal. Salgadat, I mean you may think Hoyle the Mikoach Kamakos in the same theory, right? So it came from the first one, commander of a Kola regal, Dami. It's like the whole regal went over it. Kamash Milan, no, we don't say that.
And this is the same for Rebbe Lezer ben Shimon, who holds the Jesus.
I assume so, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, right. That's a question you've got, right? The theme. Sometimes we address some people and some other people not, right? We've also got Rabbi Elzer ben Yaakov as well.
Shimon said you need two, right?
What's that?
Shimon said you need two.
That's Rabbi Elzer ben Yaakov. That's Rabbi Elzer ben Shimon he's speaking about. V'haya b'chachit. Right, back to the price. It says v'chay b'chachet, v'loy b'korban ochachet, and your korban will not be posel. Okay, v'har mehacha nafka. We learn it from this that basically you don't. If a person is late, you don't posel be korban. We learn it from acherim nafka de tanya. there's a braisa. Achirim omrim, yochel, you may think, yehei b'chor, a b'chor, sha'ovar shanasoy, that you didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't give it to the Kohen didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash in the first year, which is you're supposed to bring it in a year. And you may think it's like kipsuli hamukdashim, it becomes like a korban that's posel, and it's no good anymore, v'fosel, it becomes posel. Tamalom, it comes to tell you from this posuk, from this hekesh, v'achol to lifnei Hashem alukecho, you should eat it before your God. Maisa d'goncha, right, the maisa of your grains, so this is talking about maisa of grains, tiroshcha v'itzarecha, and, look, it says, b'choros b'korcha v'tzonecha. So you see, it says in the same posuk, it mentions b'choros, and it also mentions maisa. Yeah, so, says the Gemara, the Braisa, makish b'chor, we have a hekish between b'chor, to maisa, and we say like this, ma maisa einu nifsal, just as maisa is not nifsal, mishan l'choverto, right, because we know that basically, even though you didn't bring it in the year, you've got until after 3 years, it says you should deal with it, basically, we see in the Pesukim, that there's no problem, even if you don't bring it the first year, you're still okay, so af b'chor, einu nifsal, mishan l'choverto, so too, a b'chor is not nifsal for one, where even if you didn't bring it when you were supposed to bring it, but still, you can still bring it later. Okay, so we've learned it from there. We can learn it from Achayim. So why do we need this other, right? So that's the Gemara. No, it's Terich. We need it because Hani Mili, that which we said was from Bechor. The love Bahar Tzah. The reason you bring a Bechor isn't to gain atonement. The reason being Bechor is just it's like from last week's Parsha, because that's what Hashem said so, because, you know, the Kadosh, whatever, and that's what you've got to do. But it's not for like a Kapara who. So, but about Kodshim to Bnei Hatzah, the Kodshim that bring a Kapara, yeah, or for a Doron Rashiad to Hashem, then who? Emelo Lirtsu. I say over there, if you try to please and appease Hashem, yeah, don't be late. So you may think that it would possibly the Korban. So that's why you need this possible Kamash Milan. Okay, so Vikati, no, maybe then Azai, but no, haven't we got another source though? Nafka, the Tanya, we got this. So again, we're saying, how do we know that we brought a source that your korban is not possible? Okay, it says Vahay b'chachet, you're the sinner, but not your korban. So but we've got another source from Ben Azai, the Tanya. Ben Azai Oimer. Ben Azai says the following: Oisoy. This was said with regards to a pigle. That means if you had kavana to eat the korban outside of the appointed time, and even if you ate it within the time, it's no good, it's possible. It says, so, and it says, basically, also, and it's totally possible, and no, the korban's, you know, got to burn it. So, ma tamad loima, lefishinema, it says, now we're contrasting it to bal tacha, it says, lo tacha l'shalmo, you shouldn't tarry, you shouldn't be late in paying it, your neder, shomei oni, I may hear af ma'achah nidro, so to somebody who's late with his neder, with his korban that he made a pledge to bring, is babal yerotzer, it's affected by this pasuk of it will not find it will not appease Hashem, meaning it's no good. Tamaloyma oisoy, no, only oisoy, oisoy below yerotzer, specifically oisoy means piggle. Is that's no good, that's not accepted, the korban's possible. But ma'achah nidro is not, the korban is still good, better late than never. So basically we have a source that the korban is not possible. So what's this, v'hai b'chachet v'lo b'chor barachachet? So it says the Gemara, we're actually going to change pshat. Elo, b'chachet, what does it mean? It means b'chachet v'lo b'ishtachachet, but your wife doesn't get affected by this sin. What's the having meaning to think such a thing? Because like this, because with Salkadai Tichamin, you would have thought to say, Hoyle, V'amar Rabbi Yochan, and says Rabbi Yochan, and V'item of Rabbi Elazar, and some people say Rabbi Elazar, Ein Ishto Shel Adam Mesa, that sometimes, the reason his wife died, yeah, Elaim Kain, Mavakshin Mimenu Mamon, they asked this person for money, yeah, V'ein Lo, and he doesn't have what to give, and I suppose he shouldn't have made the pledge, and he never pays it back, and Shneemar, im ein l'chol l'shalem, if you don't have what to pay, the ramifications could be lama yikach mishkovech, or why should it be taken the thing that you lie upon with, yeah, I mean your wife, mitach, that person's wife, mitach techo, from beneath you. So you would think that just as if a person makes a neder and he doesn't give it at all, that it can have negative ramifications to his wife, so too, if a person was late with his neder, it would also have negative ramifications to his wife. Kamash over Ema Bahai Avon would have an amazing thing to say. Also in this sin of Baal Tacha, Nami Ishtoi Mesa, that his wife may also die. Kamash Milan, from this pasuk, not. Okay, we'll stop there.
Why do you need to pass it then by before? Once we know, by before. Right, yeah. Okay, good. Yes, so you will have to pass it by before as well. Ah, right. I don't know. But yeah. Good question.
Change all the lights.
You know what? I'm going to try different things. I'm going to try.